Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the football season is just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. You bet just $1 on any football game this week, and you get $200 in free bets instantly. How about that for a deal? $1, $200 in free bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Be sure to use code KSN. That's code KSN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. That means we welcome in our good friend Dustin Schutte from SaturdayTradition.com. That's the website for all of your Big Ten sports news. And just a reminder, you can catch everything from Saturday Tradition now on our app. You just push that button, and you get to read everything from Dustin Schutte. How you doing, my friend Dustin?
I'm doing great. I'm still recovering after more than 12 straight hours of Big Ten football last weekend, but we got another grinder slate this weekend. So it's hectic, but it's fun.
Well, that's why you make the big money, though, Dustin. So you're quick to laugh at that. Anyway, let's first of all, speaking of big money, if you bet with Dustin last week, you went 2-1, not a bad weekend. And let's start with the win from Penn State over Ball State. And they covered, just like Dustin told you they would. And, well, let's put it this way, Dustin. Were you impressed by their performance? Or was this just a case of a good Big Ten team beating a good MAC team the way they're supposed to?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of both going on there. I don't think I was surprised by the end result. I mean, obviously, when you look at Penn State and you look at that final score, that's what a game should look like if you're playing a quality MAC opponent. But what I was more impressed with was that when I was on your show last week, Jim, and talked about this, I thought that there would be kind of a hangover effect, right? Because that Wisconsin game was so tough. They escaped Camp Randall with a big top 15 victory. I thought you might see them come out and be a little sleepy in that first quarter, maybe not take that game easily. They jumped out to a 14-0 lead pretty quickly in that game. So I was impressed with how Penn State jumped out. I thought that they might have a hangover. I thought that Penn State fans in the first game back in a couple years would be a little jittery to see the first quarter score, but Penn State wasn't there to mess around. The offense looked good. The defense looked, you know, pretty good like it did a couple weeks ago against Wisconsin. I mean, I think you're starting to see that this Penn State team, we're still only 2 weeks into a very young season, but I think we're starting to see that Penn State is the real deal. And the reason they didn't put up so many points against that Wisconsin defense is because that Wisconsin defense happens to be pretty good. When this offense is clicking, and now that you've got another couple weeks under Mike Yurcich's system, I think that they have the playmakers, and I think that Sean Clifford's taking care of the ball. I think that they have the ability to, you know, maybe not be as effective scoring points when they had Joe Moorhead, but they can definitely get enough to win. And with that defense, all you got to do is get to that 30-point mark, and you're going to win quite a few games.
I'll tell you what, Dustin, bringing up Joe Moorhead, why don't we use that as the segue to the biggest matchup of last weekend, and that was Oregon versus Ohio State. This is the one that you didn't have. This was the one L on your record last week. Oregon upset Ohio State. A lot of people surprised by that, of course. My question is, what does it mean? Do the Buckeyes struggles on defense mean that they're coming back to the pack in the Big Ten?
Yeah, I think so, because what you saw from C.J. Stroud, I mean, remember, this is an offense of Ohio State that was playing against an Oregon defense that did not have Kayvon Thibodeau. It was out without two of its best defensive players. And you weren't able to see, it wasn't like this was a 52-48 shootout type of game. I think that in addition to the concerns that Ohio State has on defense, there are some issues with C.J. Stroud in that offense. And You know, part of that, you can kind of go back to that 2014 season with JT Barrett kind of taking over in place of Braxton Miller. He's still a young guy, still kind of learning the ropes. But in this era where you have the college football playoff, and if you lose one game, you're susceptible to being left out of the college football playoff. I think when you look around and you see teams like Penn State, when you see teams look like they like Michigan, Michigan State, those teams have played well early in this game. I don't think Ohio State's a bad team, but I think that there are right now a lot more teams that I could see upsetting the Buckeyes this year. They look beatable right now, and that's, you know, it's hard to say after 2 weeks, but they did not look good. They weren't prepared for Joe Moorhead's scheme against Oregon. They weren't prepared for that kind of speed. And in the Big Ten, there's a lot of speed they're going to have to deal with. We talk about with Penn State, Michigan State, they've got some playmakers, Jaden Reed at wide receiver. And then they got, you know, Kenneth Walker at running back. Michigan's got some playmakers. So if I'm Ohio State, I don't think I'm hitting the panic button just yet, but I'm a little uneasy because that fifth straight Big Ten title is not going to come quite as easily as the third and fourth did.
I was just surprised that this was back-to-back games. Minnesota put up some points against them. Obviously, Oregon did too. You don't typically see that from an Ohio State defense, so it'll be interesting to see
going forward. And one thing I wanted to point out is right now, obviously we're only two games in, but Ohio State is one of just three teams in the Big Ten right now, along with Minnesota and Illinois, to allow more than an average of more than 30 points per game. So it's only been two games, but that's not a good sign right now for Kerry Coombs and the Ohio State defense.
That is not very Ohio State-like. Probably the most impressive team in the Big Ten, and if you just go by quality of victory, perhaps as good as any team in the country. How about those Iowa Hawkeyes? After an impressive win against Indiana, equally impressive over Iowa State this past weekend.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a team in college football with as good a two good quality wins as Iowa has right now. And when you look at how they've done it, it's been on the defense. They have three defensive touchdowns. They had two pick sixes from Riley Moss in the first game against Indiana. And then last week they had a scoop and score, which kind of ended up being the difference in that game last week with Jack Campbell scoring on a big play. But Iowa's defense, man, you can't doubt them. And the offense still has some question marks. Tyler Goodson is a solid running back, but he doesn't kind of have that breakaway speed, or he hasn't shown it yet, I should say. I think he has it, but he's gone up against some pretty good defenses. Spencer Petras is a guy who's completing less than 50% of his passes. He's got some questions to answer. I'm still not convinced that they have great wide receiver play. But you're talking about a total team effort, and the defense is doing – I mean, we're talking about a team just like Wisconsin or just like Penn State. I mean, this team is loaded defensively. They still have some question marks on the offensive side, but I don't know that there's a team that has two better wins than Iowa has right now with ranked victories over Indiana and Iowa State. And, Jim, I got to tell you, I know this is looking ahead, but I don't play for anybody, and I am salivating at the thought of a 5-0 Iowa playing a 5-0 Penn State later on in October.
Oh, we all are looking forward to that kind of game. But let's start just with the Big Ten West. Is Iowa now your favorite over Wisconsin for the Big Ten West?
Yeah, I think so. And the big reason why, the short answer is I think the defenses play probably about even. And even though Spencer Petras has not played great in his first couple games, I trust him and the Iowa offense to not turn the ball over. And I have not seen that even last week against Eastern Michigan in that lopsided win. Wisconsin had trouble hanging on to the football and converting in the red zone. So I think Iowa's offense can do just a little bit more than Wisconsin's. And so right now I think the Hawkeyes, I think the Hawkeyes right now are playing like the best team in the Big Ten.
All right. Now it's time to look forward to this coming weekend. Folks, get your notebook out, get your pens out. You want to mark these down because Dustin's going to give us his picks. A couple interesting games prior to getting to Penn State Auburn. Michigan State's at Miami. It looks like Miami's about a touchdown favorite.
I have not been impressed with Miami. They got blown out by Alabama. Of course, everybody gets blown out by Alabama. They had a close game. They had to survive a scare from Appalachian State. What I've seen from Michigan State, they've scored on the first play of their first two games against Northwestern and then again against Youngstown State last week. So I'm a big fan and a big believer in Mel Tucker in Michigan State. So I think Michigan State not only covers that, I think they escape Miami with a win and move to 3-0, and they're going to be ranked by the end of next week.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that, folks? You may want to bet the money line on that one. He's taking Michigan State. Let's move on. Another Big Ten team going out of conference, and this is Purdue at Notre Dame. Notre Dame also had a scare this past weekend, and my latest spread that I saw from DraftKings has Notre Dame as a 7.5-point favorite.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, Purdue has looked they looked okay in their opener against Oregon State. They obviously looked really good against that high school team, UConn, that they played in a 49-0 blowout. So it's kind of hard to judge Purdue right now, but Notre Dame, they blew a late fourth quarter lead against a Florida State team that just got beat by an FCS school, and then they had trouble with Toledo. I still think Notre Dame has the athletes and the talent, the upper hand in those areas, so I think Notre Dame gets the win, but I like that game to be close. I think that's going to be a field goal game, so I think Purdue covers, but with the Fighting Irish escaping with a win.
All right, Michigan State and Purdue. And finally, our listeners most interested, Saturday night, it's the whiteout game. That's like a holiday here in Pennsylvania when you have the whiteout game. Bringing in a Southeast Conference team, Auburn with two wins against two more high school teams. Currently, again, last I looked, DraftKings, Penn State's a 6-point favorite.
And I like Penn State to win this game by double digits. We don't know a lot about Auburn. They're going to have their hands full with Tank Bigsby. They're going to have their hands full. Bo Nix is a guy who does not thoroughly impress me. He's a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback. This is a team that has played Akron and Alabama State. They've done what they are supposed to do in those games, won by 50 or 60 points. So I think that there's going to be a little bit of a challenge there, but there is no atmosphere in the SEC like a Penn State whiteout game, at least so I'm told. And I think that Auburn's going to go in there and be a little bit shell-shocked. And I think Penn State lays down the hammer. I do like the Nittany Lions in this game, not just to cover, but I think that they get another a second straight double-digit win victory. And they're going to be in the top 10 and talked about as a college football playoff team, along with Iowa. And maybe the two best teams in the Big Ten just kind of emerge right now. So I really like Penn State in that one.
And our listeners love to hear that, Dustin. And remember, Dustin was 2-1 last week. You need to stick with them. Folks, that is it for this edition of the show. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Dustin, for being our guest. And make sure you all join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
The football season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off Week 2, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.